Welcome to Florence, one of the most beautiful and culturally significant cities in the world. Thank you for choosing to embark on this journey with us, EU Tours through the heart of the Piazza del Duomo, where you'll discover the architectural and artistic gems that define this vibrant city. Florence is widely regarded as the birthplace of the Renaissance, a period that revolutionized art, science, and thought, laying the foundation for the modern world. As you walk through the city, you'll feel the echoes of this incredible transformation in the buildings, sculptures, and paintings that surround you. The Piazza del Duomo is the centerpiece of Florence's rich history. This magnificent square is home to some of the city's most iconic landmarks: the Florence Cathedral, Santa Maria del Fiore, Giotto's Bell Tower, Campanile, and the Baptistry of San Giovanni. These monuments, which together form one of the most extraordinary architectural complexes in the world, symbolize Florence's power, wealth, and devotion to beauty. They also tell the story of how the city evolved from a medieval center of commerce to the cradle of Renaissance innovation. At the center of this complex stands the Cathedral of Santa Maria del Fiore, known for its breathtaking dome designed by Filippo Brunelleschi, a masterpiece of Renaissance engineering. The cathedral's stunning facade, adorned with colorful marble and intricate carvings, draws visitors from across the globe. Next to it, Giotto's Bell Tower soars high into the sky, a remarkable achievement of Gothic architecture, decorated with elaborate panels and statues that tell stories of the Bible and the human experience. The Baptistry of San Giovanni, with its octagonal shape and magnificent bronze doors created by Lorenzo Ghiberti, stands as one of the oldest structures in the square, a symbol of Florence's deep religious roots and artistic heritage. As we explore these monuments, we will delve into their fascinating histories, their artistic and architectural achievements, and the role they played in shaping Florence's identity. Throughout this guide, we'll focus on the Giotto Bell Tower and the cathedral, as both are central to Florence's grandeur and provide some of the most breathtaking sights in the city. From the remarkable ascent up the bell tower to the stunning frescoes and masterpieces inside the cathedral, these landmarks offer an unforgettable experience that brings Florence's artistic heritage to life. So, take a moment to breathe in the beauty of the Piazza del Duomo around you, and get ready to explore these extraordinary sights in depth. Whether you are a lover of art, history, or architecture, the journey you're about to take will immerse you in the very heart of Florence's Renaissance legacy. The Giotto's Bell Tower, or Campanile di Giotto, is one of Florence's most iconic structures, standing tall and proud beside the cathedral. It is more than just a beautiful piece of architecture; it represents Florence's rich history, civic pride, and artistic achievement. The history of the bell tower is as fascinating as its design, and it is a symbol of Florence's growing influence during the late medieval and Renaissance periods. Construction of the Campanile began in 1334, under the commission of Giotto di Bondone, one of the most renowned artists of his time. Giotto was already a celebrated figure in Florence for his work as a painter, and his talents as an architect were just beginning to come to the forefront. He was chosen to design the Campanile as part of the expansion of the Cathedral of Santa Maria del Fiore, a project that would reshape the face of Florence and would become a central symbol of the city. Giotto envisioned a tall, elegant tower that would enhance the beauty of the cathedral and stand as a testament to Florence's growing wealth and importance. However, Giotto didn't live to see the completion of the tower. He passed away in 1337, only 3 years after construction began, leaving behind an architectural legacy that would be continued by two other skilled architects. Andrea Pisano, who had worked with Giotto on other projects, took over the task of completing the lower levels of the bell tower. Pisano was a talented sculptor and architect, and he was responsible for completing the first few stories of the tower. Tragically, Pisano died in 1348, and the responsibility of completing the tower was passed on to Francesco Talenti, who finished the structure in 1359. Although Giotto's original design was modified slightly by his successors, the tower remained faithful to his vision. Standing at 82 meters, 271 feet, the Campanile is a vertical masterpiece, showcasing the Gothic architectural style that was prevalent during the 14th century. The tower's height made it a dominant feature in the Florence skyline, and its placement next to the cathedral symbolized the strength of the city's religious devotion and political power. The campanile was not just a beautiful structure, it was built to serve a vital function as part of the cathedral's bell system. The bells housed within the tower were used to call people to Mass, announce important civic events, and mark the passage of time, further integrating the tower into the everyday life of Florence's citizens. During the medieval period, Florence was a flourishing city-state, and the construction of monumental buildings like the Giotto Bell Tower was a way for the city to demonstrate its wealth and civic pride. This was a time of intense competition between Italy's most powerful cities, and Florence sought to outdo its rivals in every way. The campanile was not only a religious symbol but also a political one. It was meant to showcase Florence's growing dominance and reflect the artistic and architectural ambitions of its leaders. The Florentine Republic was committed to making a bold statement through the public works it sponsored, and the bell tower was a key part of this effort. More than just a symbol of wealth, the campanile became a focal point of Florence's social and religious life. Bell towers in medieval Italy were essential, not only as monuments of architectural grandeur but also as central points for community activities. The sound of bells rang through the streets, marking the time, calling people to prayer, and announcing important civic events. The bells from Giotto's bell tower were no exception. These bells would have been heard throughout Florence, signaling everything from the start of the workday to the beginning of religious ceremonies. In fact, the campanile's bells were crucial to the daily rhythm of the city's life. Bell towers in general were vital in medieval Italy. In cities where the church played a central role in both religious and civic life, bell towers were often the tallest structures in the city, marking the city's dominance and religious devotion. In Florence, the Giotto Bell Tower was particularly significant, not just because of its size but also because of its location. As part of the cathedral complex, the campanile stood as a central symbol of Florence's wealth, power, and piety. Florence's cathedral and its tower were both designed to impress visitors and signal to the rest of Italy that the city was one of the most important cultural, economic, and religious centers in the country. The campanile also served as a kind of civic clock. The bells inside were used to mark the time throughout the day. In the absence of modern clocks, the campanile provided a communal structure for keeping time. The toll of the bells dictated the schedule for daily life, when to start work, when to take a break, when to gather for Mass, and when to celebrate important civic events. The campanile was, in many ways, the heartbeat of Florence. People relied on its bells for more than just religious purposes. The bells were part of the city's daily rhythm, reminding people of both the sacred and civic duties that were intertwined with life in the Republic. In addition to its function as a timekeeper, the Giotto Bell Tower also played a role in the life of the community during moments of celebration and crisis. The bells of the tower would ring out to signal the start of civic festivals, important political events, and even emergencies, such as fires or invasions. The bells connected the citizens of Florence to the events shaping their lives, making the campanile a deeply integrated part of the city's identity. Beyond its role in daily life, the Giotto Bell Tower was also a key part of Florence's symbolic landscape. As one of the tallest buildings in the city at the time, it served as a visible representation of Florence's dominance over its rivals. The height of the tower was a statement of power, and the beauty of its design reflected the city's wealth and commitment to artistic excellence. In many ways, the Giotto Bell Tower exemplifies the spirit of Florence during the medieval period. It was a monument to the city's civic pride, an emblem of religious devotion, and a symbol of Florence's growing importance as a cultural and political center. The bell tower, through its construction and functionality, connected the people of Florence to their city and to one another, making it more than just an architectural feat, it became an integral part of the city's social and religious fabric. As we continue to explore the campanile in more detail, we'll dive into the architectural features and artistic details that make this tower a true masterpiece. From the vibrant marble panels to the intricate statues and reliefs, each element of the tower reflects Florence's profound commitment to beauty, innovation, and civic pride. The Giotto Bell Tower, or Campanile, is a stunning example of Gothic architecture, a style that flourished in Europe from the 12th to the 16th century. Its design is a striking combination of verticality, intricate detail, and elegance, and it holds a special place in the history of Florence's architectural achievements. Standing next to the Grand Cathedral of Santa Maria del Fiore, the tower forms a remarkable visual harmony with its surroundings, and its design is carefully intended to complement the cathedral's features while adding its own unique artistic value. One of the most striking features of the Giotto Bell Tower is its use of polychrome marble, with a beautiful combination of white, green, and red marble. The choice of these colors is significant, as they not only create a visual harmony with the Florence Cathedral, but they also serve as a symbol of the city itself. The green marble comes from the quarries of Prato, near Florence, while the red marble hails from Siena, another powerful city in Italy at the time. The white marble, which is the dominant color, was sourced from the hills around Carrara, famous for its high-quality marble. This polychrome marble was not just a decorative feature, it was also a symbolic statement about Florence's wealth, power, and the city's interconnectedness with other important centers of the Italian Renaissance. The colors themselves hold deeper significance in medieval Florence. Red represented passion, the earth, and divine blood, suggesting the sacred nature of the tower. White marble, on the other hand, was a symbol of purity and heavenly perfection, fitting with the tower's religious purpose. Green was considered a color of life and renewal, evoking the natural world and the renewal that came with faith. Together, these colors were not only intended to make the bell tower visually striking, but they also imbued the structure with deeper spiritual and cultural meaning. The rich polychrome effect was a reflection of the medieval love of color in architecture, seen in many cathedrals and public buildings of the time. In Florence, this approach contributed to the city's visual identity, setting it apart from other Italian cities and reinforcing its status as a center of artistic innovation and religious devotion. The Giotto Bell Tower is adorned with intricate reliefs and sculptures that are not only visually captivating but also rich in symbolism. These artworks were designed to convey powerful stories from the Bible, ancient history, and human experience. The reliefs and sculptures on the tower were created by several renowned artists of the time, and they serve both decorative and didactic purposes, educating the public about religious stories and virtues. One of the most important elements of the tower's exterior is the hexagonal panels that cover much of the lower part of the structure. These hexagonal reliefs are arranged in a series that wraps around the base of the tower, each panel depicting a different theme related to the creation of the world and humanity, the arts, and the sciences. The choice of a hexagonal shape for these panels is a nod to the medieval belief in the divine harmony of the universe. It suggests the balance and order that exists in nature and the cosmos, a theme that was deeply important during the Renaissance as intellectuals and artists began to explore the relationship between the natural world and divine creation. Some of the most striking reliefs include those that depict the creation of man, showing the divine act of God creating humanity in his own image. These panels are filled with intricate details, showing not only the act of creation but also the virtues and achievements of mankind. The panels also feature the arts and sciences, illustrating the flourishing intellectual life of the time and Florence's central role in the cultural rebirth of the Renaissance. Figures representing philosophy, astronomy, and music are depicted, suggesting the importance of knowledge and learning to the people of Florence. These reliefs are not just a decorative element, they were designed to communicate the medieval understanding of the world and to teach the faithful about the relationship between man, God, and the universe. As the people of Florence looked up at the tower, they were reminded not only of their spiritual duties but also of the great achievements that humanity could attain through knowledge and faith. Alongside the hexagonal reliefs, there are several statues of prophets and kings that adorn the tower. These statues were placed in niches along the tower's vertical expanse and represent a mix of biblical and historical figures. The prophets serve to remind the people of Florence of the divine wisdom passed down through the ages, while the king symbolized the earthly power and authority that the city had during the medieval period. The statues also have a symbolic function, representing the virtues of leadership, faith, and divine wisdom that were central to the civic and religious life of Florence. As Florence was a republic, these statues of kings were meant to reflect the republican values of the city, which emphasized civic responsibility and the importance of virtuous rulers who acted in the best interests of the people. At the same time, the biblical figures represented the spiritual authority of the church and the central role of religion in everyday life. The Giotto Bell Tower is a true masterpiece of Gothic architecture, and its design demonstrates the evolution of architectural style and technique throughout its construction. From the base to the spires, the tower's design reflects the changing approaches to form and structure that were taking place in Florence at the time. At the base, the tower features a wide, square footprint with niches for statues and intricate reliefs. These lower levels of the tower are heavier and more solid, providing a strong foundation for the soaring structure above. As you move higher up the tower, the architectural elements become progressively more refined and delicate, a reflection of the desire to create a sense of verticality and lightness that was typical of Gothic architecture. The upper floors of the campanile are increasingly adorned with pointed arches, Gothic windows, and graceful spires, giving the tower a sense of upward motion that draws the eye toward the sky. As you ascend the tower, the windows become more intricate and narrow, with pointed arches that allow light to filter in, illuminating the inner spaces of the tower. The spire at the top of the tower, which was added by Francesco Talenti, is the most visually striking feature of the entire structure. The spire rises above the city, symbolizing the connection between heaven and earth, and it serves as a fitting crowning feature for this grand structure. The evolution of design as you move from the base to the top of the tower is a reflection of the changing architectural techniques of the time. At the time of its construction, Gothic architecture was at the height of its influence in Europe, and the design of the Giotto Bell Tower embodies many of the hallmarks of this style: verticality, ornate decoration, and a sense of lightness that contrasts with the heavier, more solid buildings of earlier periods. The progressive refinement of the tower's design, from the base to the spire, demonstrates the growing sophistication of architectural practices in Florence, and it serves as a testament to the skill and vision of the architects involved. In conclusion, the Giotto Bell Tower is not only a marvel of Gothic architecture but also a testament to the artistic vision of the architects and artisans who brought it to life. From the polychrome marble that harmonizes with the cathedral to the intricate reliefs and statues that tell the story of man's creation and achievements, every aspect of the tower is imbued with symbolic meaning and a deep connection to Florence's civic and religious life. The evolution of the tower's design from the solid, weighty base to the delicate, soaring spires reflects the growing sophistication of architectural techniques and the city's increasing importance as a center of art and culture. The Giotto Bell Tower is, without a doubt, one of the most significant and beautiful structures in Florence, and it continues to inspire awe and admiration for its architectural and artistic brilliance. The experience of climbing the Giotto Bell Tower is both physically demanding and richly rewarding. As you begin your ascent, you'll be greeted by a narrow, winding staircase that stretches for 414 steps, an arduous climb, but one that brings you closer to a remarkable vista of Florence. The steps are tight, and the staircases are often cramped, offering just enough space for one person at a time. The air feels cool as you move higher, but the excitement and anticipation build with each step, knowing that with every upward movement, the view will become grander and more breathtaking. Along the way, there are occasional small windows and apertures in the stone walls. These provide fleeting glimpses of the city below, an invitation to pause and catch your breath while taking in the sights. From these small openings, you can see the sprawling rooftops of Florence, the intricate patterns of the Piazza del Duomo, and the cathedral's majestic dome. These brief moments offer a sense of connection to the city's vibrant life and the towering height of the structure you're climbing. As you reach the top, the sense of achievement grows stronger, and the view fully opens up before you. Standing at the summit, you are treated to one of the most panoramic views of Florence. To the east, the Arno River winds its way through the heart of the city, its glistening waters reflecting the sunlight. The Ponte Vecchio, Florence's iconic medieval bridge, stretches across the river, lined with the boutiques and jewelry shops that have become synonymous with the city's artistic and historical heritage. Beyond the city, the Tuscan hills rise gently, their soft contours and green expanse stretching out as far as the eye can see. The rolling hills are dotted with villas and vineyards, creating a tranquil contrast to the bustling urban landscape below. You can almost imagine the scene centuries ago when this view would have looked much the same, the timeless beauty of Florence framed by the surrounding countryside. Take a moment to savor the view, enjoy the surroundings, and reflect on the engineering marvel that is the bell tower itself. To think that this structure, which is so integral to the skyline of Florence, was completed centuries ago, and still stands today as a testament to the ingenuity and artistic vision of its creators. The Giotto Bell Tower is not just a symbol of Florence's past, it is a living, breathing part of the city's identity, offering a window into the architectural and cultural achievements that have shaped this remarkable place over the centuries. The Santa Maria del Fiore, or the Florence Cathedral, stands as a testament to the city's incredible architectural and artistic legacy. The story of the cathedral's construction begins in 1296, when the renowned architect Arnolfo di Cambio was commissioned to design a new cathedral for the growing city. Florence had become a powerful economic and cultural center by this time, and the existing Church of San Lorenzo was no longer sufficient to accommodate the expanding population or reflect the city's rising prestige. The cathedral was meant to surpass all others, both in size and grandeur, showcasing the might of Florence as one of the leading cities of the Renaissance. The initial plans envisioned a massive Gothic structure, with a design that would outshine all churches in Europe. The nave, with its vast expanse, and the lofty arches were intended to create a feeling of awe, as visitors would look up at the soaring vaults and feel the overwhelming presence of God. But even as the foundation was being laid, it was clear that building such a monumental structure would be no easy feat. The cathedral's size and height posed significant challenges, particularly in terms of construction techniques and the materials required. The dome, which would become the cathedral's defining feature, proved to be the most daunting challenge. In fact, the cathedral's construction spanned over 150 years, involving several generations of architects and builders, each contributing to the project in different ways. Among the notable figures in its creation were Giotto di Bondone, who was appointed to oversee the project and also designed the iconic Giotto's bell tower next to the cathedral, and Francesco Talenti, who took over the project after Giotto's death. However, it was the brilliant Filippo Brunelleschi who would ultimately design and build the dome that made the cathedral truly iconic. Brunelleschi's dome was groundbreaking in every sense. It was the largest brick dome ever built, and it had to be constructed without the use of traditional wooden supports, a feat that had never been accomplished before. The double-shell design and herringbone brick pattern he developed not only allowed the dome to be built without scaffolding but also created a stunning architectural feature that would become one of the most recognizable domes in the world. The engineering achievement was so remarkable that it revolutionized architecture and set the stage for the innovations of the Renaissance. The Santa Maria del Fiore did not just symbolize Florence's architectural and engineering prowess, it was also a powerful symbol of the city's growing economic and religious significance during the Renaissance. The church's grand design was a reflection of the wealth and cultural influence that Florence had accumulated through trade, banking, and the patronage of the arts. Its towering spire and monumental dome seemed to reach for the heavens, an outward sign of the city's devotion to both God and human achievement. Moreover, the Medici family, who were Florence's most powerful and influential patrons during the Renaissance, played a pivotal role in shaping the cathedral's final form. Under their guidance and financial support, the Medici not only funded the construction of the dome but also commissioned some of the most celebrated works of art and architecture in the church, including frescoes by Vasari and sculptures by Donatello. The cathedral, with its artistic masterpieces and cutting-edge design, became a symbol of Medici patronage, linking the family's name with the city's rise to cultural prominence. Florence's golden age, particularly during the reign of the Medici, was defined by a merging of art, politics, and religion. The cathedral became a central space where these forces converged. The church was not only a place for religious worship but also a political symbol that showcased Florence's status as an independent republic with great wealth, cultural influence, and intellectual achievement. It was a place of civic pride and a reminder of Florence's ability to command the attention of the world. Thus, the Santa Maria del Fiore stands as an enduring monument to the city's religious devotion, civic pride, and architectural brilliance. Its construction, stretching over more than a century, reflects both the technological and artistic advancements of its time, as well as the city's aspirations to define itself as a center of Renaissance culture. The cathedral's towering presence continues to inspire awe and admiration, symbolizing the ambition and spirit of Florence in the Renaissance and beyond. The facade of the Florence Cathedral is a stunning display of intricate design, rich symbolism, and artistic beauty. Originally planned during the early stages of the cathedral's construction, the facade itself was not completed until the 19th century. The design we see today is the result of a Gothic Revival approach that was added by the architect Emilio de Fabris between 1871 and 1887, bringing the exterior into harmony with the grandeur of the cathedral's interior and the surrounding structures. The facade's most striking feature is the polychromatic marble, which reflects the same colors used on Giotto's bell tower: white, green, and red. This combination of marble not only adds a visually stunning aesthetic contrast but also carries deep symbolic meaning. White marble represents purity and the divine, fitting for a sacred structure. Green marble symbolizes life and renewal, while red marble represents passion, strength, and the earth. This vibrant color scheme creates a feeling of heavenly radiance, especially when the sunlight strikes the cathedral's exterior, making it appear to glow. The marbles are arranged in such a way as to form intricate patterns, creating a sense of balance and harmony, all while celebrating the divine nature of the church. At the top of the facade, you'll notice a large rose window, a hallmark of Gothic architecture. This circular window is made up of stained glass, its elaborate design evoking the beauty of the divine light that filters through the heavens. Around the window are niches housing statues of religious figures such as Christ, the Virgin Mary, and Saint John the Baptist. These figures provide a visual representation of key figures in Christian theology, reinforcing the church's role as a spiritual sanctuary. One of the most notable features of the Florence Cathedral's exterior is the set of bronze doors at the entrance. These doors, known as the Gates of Paradise, were created by the renowned artist Lorenzo Ghiberti. Commissioned in 1425, the doors are made of gilded bronze and are considered one of the greatest masterpieces of Renaissance art. The Gates of Paradise depict scenes from the Bible, illustrating key moments in the Old Testament. There are 10 panels on each door, and each one tells a story from the lives of biblical figures. The reliefs are highly detailed and beautifully executed, demonstrating Ghiberti's skill in capturing the human form and his deep understanding of perspective. The scenes are rendered with a sense of depth and movement, showcasing Ghiberti's innovative use of space and his mastery of linear perspective, a technique that would influence many Renaissance artists. Among the most significant scenes are those that depict Adam and Eve, Noah's Ark, and the sacrifice of Isaac. Each scene is not only a religious narrative but also a visual masterpiece, combining both theological teachings and artistic innovations. Ghiberti's work is often praised for its incredible detail, and the reliefs manage to capture both the physicality and the emotional depth of each biblical event. The figures in the scenes are not static, they seem to breathe life, adding a dramatic intensity to the theological stories being told. The Gates of Paradise were initially placed on the baptistry of San Giovanni before being moved to the cathedral, where they now serve as one of the main focal points of the Piazza del Duomo. Their beauty, craftsmanship, and theological significance make them one of the most admired works of Renaissance art. Not only do they provide insight into religious history, but they also mark a turning point in the development of artistic techniques during the Renaissance. Ghiberti's ability to work in three-dimensional relief was revolutionary, laying the groundwork for future developments in sculpture. These doors are not just a representation of biblical history, but also a symbol of Florence's intellectual and artistic flourishing. Ghiberti's genius made these doors a masterpiece that would inspire generations of artists to come. The intricate detail and emotional depth of each scene reflect the Renaissance ideals of humanism, highlighting both the divine and the human experience in the artwork. In summary, the facade of the Florence Cathedral, with its Gothic Revival style, polychrome marble, and the Gates of Paradise by Ghiberti, is an unparalleled example of how architecture, religious symbolism, and art come together to create a harmonious whole. The cathedral stands as a powerful representation of Florence's deep connection to both the divine and the artistic achievements of the Renaissance. The combination of beauty, innovation, and symbolism in these features makes the cathedral a vital part of Florence's rich cultural heritage. The dome of the Florence Cathedral, designed by the brilliant architect Filippo Brunelleschi, is one of the most remarkable achievements in the history of architecture. Not only is it a monumental structure that defines the skyline of Florence, but it also represents an incredible engineering challenge that pushed the limits of what was possible during the Renaissance. Building a dome of such massive scale presented an enormous challenge. The dome needed to cover the cathedral's vast nave, creating an open, uninterrupted space beneath. However, the construction of such a massive structure posed significant engineering difficulties. Most domes built before Brunelleschi's time used wooden scaffolding and supports to help hold the structure in place as it was built. However, the problem with this method was twofold. First, the scale of the Florence Cathedral's dome was far beyond anything that had been attempted before. Second, the use of wooden scaffolding at such a scale was risky and impractical for a structure this large, particularly because of the vast height of the dome and the need to prevent the structure from collapsing under its own weight. Brunelleschi's genius was in solving these problems through innovation. Instead of using wooden supports, he devised an ingenious double-shell design. This design features an inner and outer shell, which work together to support the structure. The inner shell provides the necessary strength and stability, while the outer shell gives the dome its iconic shape and helps distribute the weight of the dome evenly. One of the most innovative aspects of Brunelleschi's design was his use of herringbone brickwork, a pattern in which bricks were laid at an angle to create a self-supporting structure. This technique allowed the dome to be built without scaffolding, and it was revolutionary in terms of the engineering techniques used at the time. The herringbone pattern ensured that the bricks interlocked with each other, creating a durable and stable structure that could bear the immense weight of the dome. In addition to these remarkable engineering feats, Brunelleschi's dome was also an aesthetic triumph. Its shape and design were a dramatic departure from previous domes, creating a harmonious balance between function and beauty. The dome's octagonal shape, with its sweeping curves and striking proportions, was perfectly suited to the cathedral's architecture and gave the entire structure a sense of grandeur and elegance. The use of red tiles on the outer shell of the dome further enhanced its visual impact, creating a striking contrast against the pale stone of the cathedral. Brunelleschi's dome had a profound influence on architecture, not just in Florence but throughout Italy and beyond. The construction of this engineering marvel marked the beginning of a new era in architectural design and helped to define the Renaissance. The dome demonstrated the possibilities of combining classical ideas with new architectural innovations, and it provided a model for future generations of architects. In fact, Brunelleschi's dome would inspire the design of other monumental domes across Europe. The most notable example of this is St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, which was built several centuries later. Michelangelo, who was deeply influenced by Brunelleschi's work, used a similar design when he constructed the dome of St. Peter's Basilica. The influence of Brunelleschi's dome can also be seen in the domes of churches, government buildings, and other monumental structures throughout Europe, as architects sought to replicate the beauty and grandeur of Brunelleschi's creation. Beyond its influence on other architectural works, Brunelleschi's dome also revolutionized the way architects and engineers thought about the relationship between form and function. His work showed that architectural beauty could be achieved without sacrificing structural integrity, and that engineering innovation could be just as beautiful and awe-inspiring as artistic expression. Brunelleschi's genius not only solved the technical problems of building the dome but also created a piece of architecture that would go on to inspire future generations of architects, engineers, and artists. Brunelleschi's dome remains one of the greatest architectural feats of all time, not just for its engineering and design but also for the way it shaped the course of Renaissance architecture. Standing beneath it today, it is impossible not to feel a sense of awe and wonder at the achievement, knowing that it was built with the ingenuity and vision of one man who changed the course of architectural history. The Dome of Santa Maria del Fiore is a symbol not only of Florence's greatness but of the boundless possibilities of human creativity and ingenuity. Climbing Brunelleschi's dome is an unforgettable experience that offers not only a physical challenge but also a journey through history. The ascent begins at the base of the Florence Cathedral, where visitors are led to the narrow, winding staircases that spiral upwards toward the dome. These stairs are steep and often cramped, so the climb requires patience and determination. As you make your way up, the anticipation builds, and you start to feel the weight of the achievement you're about to experience. The staircases are narrow, twisting through the walls of the dome, and at times, they open into small passageways that give you glimpses of the dome's inner shell. As you move higher, the walls gradually narrow and the climb becomes more intimate, giving you a sense of being inside an architectural masterpiece. The inner shell of the dome is a marvel in itself. As you ascend, you'll pass close to the herringbone brickwork that Brunelleschi used to support the dome, giving you a unique opportunity to observe the craftsmanship up close. The brickwork forms intricate patterns, and as you make your way upwards, you can see how the double-shell design works to support the dome's massive structure. The climb itself becomes an act of connection to the history of the dome, allowing you to experience firsthand the incredible engineering that went into its creation. Eventually, after climbing over 400 steps, you'll reach the top of the dome. It's here, standing at the summit, that the true reward reveals itself, the breathtaking panoramic view of Florence. From this vantage point, you can see the entire city stretched out before you, with its iconic rooftops and the winding course of the Arno River cutting through the heart of the city. To the west, the gentle Tuscan hills rise, their green slopes rolling toward the horizon. The view from the top is nothing short of spectacular, offering a rare opportunity to see Florence in its entirety, all while feeling the sense of accomplishment that comes with reaching the top of one of the world's greatest architectural feats. From this high vantage point, it's easy to appreciate the ingenious design of Brunelleschi's dome. Not only did it solve an engineering problem that had stumped generations of architects, but it also stands as a symbol of the city's ambition and artistic achievement. As you look out over Florence, you are reminded of the historical significance of the Florence Cathedral and how it has shaped the city's identity over the centuries. Standing atop Brunelleschi's dome, you can't help but reflect on the incredible feat of engineering that allowed such a structure to be built without the traditional wooden supports that had been used for centuries. Brunelleschi's innovative use of space, his herringbone brickwork, and his genius for creating a self-supporting structure all come into focus as you gaze down at the city below. The climb itself, while physically demanding, becomes an experience that connects you to the history of Florence in a profound way. The view, combined with the knowledge of the dome's construction, creates a sense of awe and reverence for both the engineering genius behind the structure and the timeless beauty of Florence. The city below is not just a collection of buildings and streets, but a living testament to the incredible artistic and architectural achievements of the Renaissance. The Dome of Santa Maria del Fiore remains not only an engineering marvel but also an enduring symbol of Florence's cultural legacy. The Piazza del Duomo is not just a hub of monumental architecture, but also a lively and vibrant square that reflects the heartbeat of Florence. Surrounded by the majestic Florence Cathedral, Giotto's Bell Tower, and the Baptistry of San Giovanni, the square is a place where history, culture, and daily life intertwine seamlessly. As you stand here, you can feel the presence of centuries of history, yet at the same time, it is very much alive with the energy of the present day. At the center of this rich historical environment is the Baptistery of San Giovanni, one of the oldest buildings in Florence. Dating back to the 11th century, the baptistry was originally built to serve as the place where Florence's citizens were baptized, reflecting the deeply religious nature of the city during the medieval period. The baptistry's octagonal shape is symbolic of eternity, and its structure has undergone several renovations over the centuries. However, it is the gates of paradise that make this baptistry internationally famous. The gates of paradise, created by the master sculptor Lorenzo Ghiberti, are perhaps the most celebrated feature of the baptistry. These magnificent bronze doors depict scenes from the Old Testament and are a perfect example of the Renaissance ideals of humanism, skill, and artistry. The 10 panels on the doors are carved with intricate reliefs, telling biblical stories in a way that had never been done before. The perspective and depth Ghiberti achieved in these scenes were groundbreaking, and they stand as a testament to the technical advancements of the time. Each scene is not only a religious narrative but also a masterpiece of artistic expression. The gates of paradise have been revered for their beauty and craftsmanship since they were completed in 1452, and they remain one of the most iconic works of Renaissance art. Standing in the Piazza del Duomo, it's hard not to notice the contrast between the solemnity of these ancient monuments and the lively atmosphere of the square. The piazza is constantly bustling with activity, with local vendors selling souvenirs, artists painting on the sidewalks, and gelato shops offering a sweet escape from the Florentine sun. Street performers often entertain visitors with music, juggling, or living statues, adding to the lively energy of the place. Tourists from all over the world gather here to admire the architecture, while locals weave in and out of the crowds, going about their daily routines. This mixture of past and present makes the square feel timeless, as the monumental buildings stand proudly in the background while life in the piazza continues unabated. The Piazza del Duomo is more than just a place to visit, it is a space where Florence's past and present coexist. The square tells the story of the city's history through its architecture, yet it also represents the vibrant, modern life that thrives in the city today. Tourists and locals alike come to this central gathering place, where the monumental structures serve as a backdrop to their interactions, whether they are admiring the cathedral's facade or simply enjoying a stroll. As you stand here, taking in the beauty of the buildings around you, it's impossible not to feel connected to both the historical significance of the square and its role in the daily lives of those who live here. The Piazza del Duomo remains a place where the sacred and the secular come together, where Florence's deep history coexists with its lively, bustling present. As we come to the end of our journey, let's take a moment to reflect on the Giotto Bell Tower and the Florence Cathedral. These two iconic landmarks are not only breathtaking works of art and architecture, but they also hold a deep significance in Florence's rich history. The Giotto Bell Tower, with its elegant Gothic design and intricate marble reliefs, tells the story of Florence's pride in its artistic achievements and its devotion to faith. The tower stands as a testament to the creativity and innovation of the Renaissance, and as you climb its steps, you are physically and metaphorically reaching for the heights that this great city has reached in both art and engineering. Similarly, the Florence Cathedral is a symbol of the city's importance in the Renaissance and its profound religious and civic life. From the towering Brunelleschi's dome to the polychrome marble facade, every part of the cathedral tells a story of ambition, faith, and artistic genius. As you've explored its exterior and interior, you've walked in the footsteps of those who contributed to shaping Florence's golden age, and you've experienced firsthand why this cathedral remains one of the most significant religious and architectural monuments in the world. But Florence is a city that has much more to offer beyond the Piazza del Duomo. If you found yourself captivated by the history and art here, I encourage you to continue your journey through this beautiful city. Just a short walk away, you'll find the Uffizi Gallery, home to some of the most incredible works of art ever created, including masterpieces by Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Botticelli. It's a museum that will immerse you in the heart of the Renaissance, offering more insight into the creativity that transformed this city. Another must-see is the Ponte Vecchio, Florence's famous medieval bridge that spans the Arno River. Its charming shops, built directly into the bridge, offer a perfect place to stroll and perhaps find a unique memento of your time in Florence. Don't miss the view of the river as you cross, and take a moment to appreciate the history of this bridge, which has survived centuries of war and change. For a peaceful escape, head to the Boboli Gardens, a vast and serene green space behind the Pitti Palace. It's a beautiful place to relax, offering sweeping views of Florence, statues, fountains, and pathways that wind through lush gardens. It's the perfect place to unwind after exploring the city's bustling streets. Thank you for joining me on this audio tour through the heart of Florence. I hope you've enjoyed delving into the art, history, and architecture of this timeless city. Florence is a place where every corner offers something new to discover, and every building tells a story of the creativity and vision that shaped not only this city but also the course of history. Whether you've just begun your adventure or are about to explore more of the city, may your time here be filled with wonder and awe. As you continue your journey, take in the sights, sounds, and sensations of Florence, and remember that the beauty and magic of this city are always just around the corner. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your travels, and thank you once again for joining me on this journey through one of the most captivating cities in the world. Safe travels, and enjoy Florence.